Sure, tonight should be a schos for Shlema, for our dear friend Chaimoshe ben Leia, and a schos for Chenikol Beis Yisrael and a son about Tzara v'Shavya. Last week, we, as an introduction, we to Berachas HaShachar, we spoke about the idea. One of the big themes of Berachas HaShachar is Hakaras HaTov. We thank Hashem for all the good that He gives us. I'd like to bring out another theme, a main idea in Berachas HaShachar. And that is as follows. The Torah in Hilchos Berachas HaShachar, Siman Mem Vav, he says that it's actually a general thing about brachas, but specifically Berachas HaShachar as well. David HaMelech, Olav HaSholem, Tikin Mea Brachas. David HaMelech was Mesakin Mea Brachas. Why? Every day there's a terrible gzera that there's 100 people being nifta every single day. They didn't know why. Until they understood Baruch HaKodesh, and Mesakin for Klal Yisrael, Mea Brachis. Therefore, Tiknu Chachomim Zal, therefore Chachomim instituted Elu HaBrachis, these Brachis. Al Seder HaOilam HaNagosa, LaHashlim, Mea Brachis B'chol Yoyim. In order to give us 100 brachas. So they gave us these brachas, right? It's a whole list that we counted last week. It's 15 brachas, one after another. Berachas HaShachar is 15 brachas, a list of 15 brachas. And that is, therefore, they're masakin these brachas to be mashlam mea brachas. To say mea 100 brachas. And he says earlier, it's a chiyuv for everyone to say it. The Tanya, the Gebraisa says, the Gemara brings in Menachas, or Meir Omer, Mea brachas chayav adam levarach b'chol yoyim. A person has to make 100 brachas every single day. Now, and he says v'samchom al drasha psukim, and we're samach on the drasha psukim. So we see here an idea that part of the we'll see what the psukim are. So we see here a main idea that Berachas HaShachar has what to do with the fact that we want to make mea brachas. Right now, what's the makor for mea brachas? So like this. So. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel on the base says Tanya Hayiramei Reimer Chayv Odom Levarach Mea Brachas B'Chol Yoyim. Person has to make 100 brachas every single day. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Va'ato Yisrael. And now Yisrael Mo Hashem Alekach Hashoyel Mimach. Oh, what does Hashem ask from you? Right, the pasuk goes on to say Kim LeYiru. It's Hashem Alekach Alalechas B'Chol Derochav La'avo Isay. Right, so says the Gemara, what does Hashem want from us from Yira? So from here we learn mea brachas. We discussed in the past many times this Gemara. How exactly do you see in this pasuk mea brachas? Rashi says ma means mea, so it's mea brachas. This is the makar. So the pasuk that teaches us mea brachas is the pasuk that says ma'ati yisrael mar sham lekach hashayel mimach. Now, it would seem from this Gemara that when a person makes mea brachas, it brings yira shemayim. And that's what the pasuk means. That's what the Gemara means. Va'ata Yisrael, Marsham lekach hashayel mimach, kim liyira. This pasuk is telling us to make mea brachas, and through that we'll get yira shemayim. Right. So really, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, he speaks this out clearly. He says, "L'chayr he's coming from this Gemara." He says, "Brachos ha'ido, the brachos ha'ido shein derech shvach v'ido bakasha." Right. What's the idea of this bracha? These brachas, brachas haidah. I mean, it's not a brachas mitzvah. Brachas mitzvah is a bracha you make on a mitzvah. Brachas hananin, before you eat an apple, you have to make a bracha. But what's brachas haidah? All these other brachas that we make. Like brachas hashachar, right? What are these brachas? Brachas haidah, shein derech shvach, v'haidah bakasha, kidei, in order, lizkar es haboirei tamid, to remember Hashem all the time, uliyira mimenu, and to come to a yira from Hashem. Where's this Rambam coming from? L'chari is coming from this Gemara. So on the back, Rabbi Kamenetsky says that the Rambam is coming from this Gemara. That brachas bring a person to Yira. When a person makes a bracha, he's instilled with Yira Shemayim. So that's what the Rambam means. Could they liskar as habayre, tamid, to remember Hashem all the time? Well, the Yira mimenu. Earlier he just says, could they liskar as habayre, tamid, to remember Hashem? So the Rambam says two things: to remember Hashem all the time, and to fear Him, right? And The simple understanding is that when the way to come to Yiras Hashem, the Aleph is to first have Hashem in our minds. That there is Hashem, He's there, is Shvis Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Hashem is He's present in our lives all the time, Tamid. And then through, once a person has that, then it's possible to have Yiras Hashem. Right? Without the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible to have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't, is not part of the practical existence, he's not part of our awareness. So when we make brachas, it brings an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that, after that awareness, a person could come to Yira. So that's what the Rambam first just says, Kedei Lizkar Sabayir Tamid, to remember Hashem. But then afterwards he says, Kedei Lizkar Sabayir Tamid, Uli Yira Mimeno. Then after that, what follows is Yira. Oh. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he adds to the Rambam a few words. He brings down a siman manvav. He says, "The berach sashachar, v'hein mea brachos." This is coming to be mashlo mea brachos. Shehein liyiras Hashem. It's one. Ula ava oisai, and to have ava for Hashem. Ula zocher tamir, and to remember him all the time. So he says three things: liyiras Hashem, ula ava oisai, ula zocher tamir. So the Rambam said two things. Yira is to remember Hashem all the time and to have Yira. And he adds also Ava. Right? Could be, he's coming from the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Ma'ata Yisrael, Ma'asham l'kach shayel mimach, kiyem le'yira, right? And then one of the things is Ava. Right? Yeah, one of the things is Ava. Yeah, one of the things is Ava. No, that's a different Pasuk. This Pasuk is le'yira Hashem l'kach, lo'lechaz b'chol d'racho v'la'ava Yisrael. Oh. So then he says, "Aliyadei bracha shemavarach tamid." When a person, the way a person will acquire these three things, yira, ava, and zichrei tamid, is through habra aliyadei bracha shemavarach tamid erev avoyikav etzarayim. Keep on going on these brachas. Begimol tefilas uberchas hashachar v'shar brachas hakvuris b'chol yoyim b'chol eis. When a person makes these brachas day in day out. Day in, day out, he brings Hashem's awareness, he brings an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his Zohar Tamir, and then he could come to Yira, and then Ava. So these are three things that a person could come to through, and this is the idea of Meir Brachas. So Meir Brachas, what's happening here is that another theme of these Brachas is not merely, like we said last week, in a way, a vehicle for us to be Makar Toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another aspect over here, and that is by saying the Brachas, the brachas help us come of an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to come to Yira and Ava of Hashem. Oh. So I'd like to stop a moment here and maybe show how in the bracha, in the words of the bracha, how the bracha, in the bracha we have these three ideas. How a person could bring a person to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Yira and to Ava. So as follows. So just we marked them that I don't have a copy with me, but we spoke it out a long time ago, that the Ben Yehuda, this is a fascinating thing. And Yoda says that the Gemara says the source for Mea Brachos is because the Pasuk says, Mo Hashem Lekach HaShalom Imach Kim L'Yira. So the Rishayim all go over there. They say, where do you see in that Pasuk that there's a din of Mea Brachos? So Rashi says, Mo is Mea. Tosis over there brings down from Beinu Tam, I believe. Beinu Tam says, yeah, that the word Shoyel could be spelled with a Vav or without a Vav. It could be Shin Aleph Lamed or Shin Vav Aleph Lamed. So he says, if it has a Vav, then it equals, then there is, if you count the letters of the Pasuk, how many letters are in the Pasuk?
Four.
No, how many letters are in the entire Pasuk? 100. Says if there's a vav, then there's a vav which is an added vav because it didn't have to be a vav. There's an added vav to be megala to bring it to the number 100. Oh, that's where you see. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. There's an added vav didn't have to be there, and by doing that, it's being miramis to us. Oh, now we get to the number 100 to hint us that a person is supposed to make 100 brachas. So this pasuk alludes to 100 brachas because there's 100 letters. And the Torah went ahead and added a letter to make it 100. It didn't have to be 100. So that shows, oh, there's an Indian to make 100 brachas. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Says Ben Yoda, fascinating thing. He says, remember the beautiful Lashon, he says, Amarta v'siyata d'shmaya, I don't have the Lashon in front of me. He says, why is it that the letter that the Torah chose to reveal to us that a person who's supposed to make 100 brachas every day is the letter Vav. Basepes Vav, maybe Zion. Why Vav? He says, to allude to the six words that every bracha has to have. The six core words of a bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. This Vav is being added here. The Torah chose was Baruch in the letter Vav to teach my brachas, because the six core words of the bracha that's every bracha has those. So I'd like to show how these six words bring out these three ideas. And the word Baruch we'll explain hopefully at the end of the share. We'll get to the word Baruch, how it really it's as all of them. But if you think about it, those six words, there's really three ways we refer to Hashem. The further we describe Hashem or refer to Hashem, we relate to Hashem. The first is Atah Hashem. Right, we say Baruch. And the word Baruch, we'll show soon, it really goes on everything. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the word Baruch is going on every part of the bracha. It's Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Elikeinu. Baruch Melech Olam. Baruch Ma'aseh Lechem Min Ha'aretz. The word Baruch is going on every part. It's not Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam. So the Baruch is like an introduction. It's going on everything. So there's three ways we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Atah Hashem, then we say Elikeinu, and then we say Melech Olam. Right? There's three ways we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you Hashem, right? You Hashem, Elikeinu, Melech Olam. Right? So it could be like this. Atah Hashem is you Hashem. Hashem, right? You Hashem. That is, when a person says that 100 times a day, he's bringing Zachar Tamid. He's bringing the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life. You Hashem. Oh, there's Hashem, right? And he's Shavis Hashem the Negdi Tamid. He has Hashem, and he's bringing Hashem into his life. A person brings Hashem into his life when he says Atah Hashem 100 times every single day. That's Atah Hashem. That's the first thing. That's the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's step number one. Elikeinu and Melech Olam could be like this. Elikeinu, we spoke at from in the past from the Vilna Gaon, he says Elikeinu is Elikeinu. The Gaon says in Dvarim and other places that Elikeinu, when we say in a bracha Elikeinu, we're saying that Hashem is our God. This was Lashon is L'chein Oymer b'chol bracha Hashem Elikeinu Elikeinu shu mashgiach oleinu b'protis, that Hashem is mashgiach on us a specific type, a very protistic hashkacha that we have with Hashem.
And this is also prati.
Or nine.
Yeah, it's even more protein.
Okay. Yeah, but the Elikeinu is the lashon of hashkacha. Shem Elikim is the lashon of hashkacha. So Elikeinu is that he has his mashkacha, hashkacha protest. His lashon is in Bereishis, in Deres Elio, he says, Zeu shenachnu imrim, Hashem Elikeinu, Oleinu mashkich b'protest. He says, "Kemoi," like the pasuk says, "Vayeda elikim yedia protis v'shalchiba." It's an idea of chiba, of love, that he has a specific type of hashkacha, which is above any other hashkacha. The Umas Olam, he says, "That's Melech Olam. That's the hashkacha klalis. We have a very special hashkacha that Hashem has with us. He calls it a yedia protis v'shalchiba. It's a beloved hashkacha that he has with us. How he takes care of us in a very unique way, a very special way. When we realize, when we say Elokeinu, says the Vilna Gaon, I'm supposed to have in mind that Hashem is Mashkiach Aleinu Bashkacha Pratis, a Yedia Pratis V'Shalchiba, right? Pratis a beloved Hashkacha that He has with us. That we see when we say Elokeinu, the love that Hashem has for us. And then we are inspired with a Kamayim Panim Alpanim, right? We say that the love that when we're Marigash, the Ava that Hashem has for us, that automatically brings out our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Kamayim Panim Alpanim. So Elikeinu, when we say Elikeinu, that, if we say it 100 times a day, that could be Mashar, even though Ava is a tremendous Madrega. It is a tremendous Madrega, but when it's coming through Kamayim Panim Alpanim, then we don't have to be on such a high Madrega to have it. Because we're just mirroring back, that we're feeling the Ava, and then automatically we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. So, right, we could tap into that Ava by having a mind that Elikeinu, Hashem loves us when we Elikeinu, that he's Mashkiach Aleinu Bashkacha Pratis, he has a beloved Ashkacha for us, he's watching over us and he's taking care of us in a special way.
Why would assume that there's a Ahava just because he's Mashkiach Aleinu?
controls our lives, right?
Yeah.
But why does it assume?
Okay. Because the idea of Hashgacha Pratis is that Hashem did not leave us over to the Mazalis. He takes care of us directly. Who do you take care of directly? Those that you love. You take care of directly the ones that you love. You have a special eye on. Right? This one is going to be by me, right? He's going to be in my house. I'm not going to give him over to anyone else. This person, I'm going to take care of myself. Why is that? Because you have a special love for that person, right? So that's the idea of Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is not like from in Shemayim and being Mashgiach over the whole world and looking over the world, but he sets up different the Sari Ma'ala to be Mashpiyah on the Ummah, on the nations of the world. No. We are directly, Hashem is directly involved in our lives. No intermediaries directly. He's right here with us, taking care of all the little things. That's something that like a father does for a child. That's a special beloved Hanhaga, Hashgacha Pratis. So that brings out chiba and love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. Melech HaOlam, when a person realizes that Hashem is the Melech HaOlam, that brings Yiras Shemayim to a person. Why is that? So it's obvious, right? That the Ramah in the beginning of Arachaim says, Shavis Hashem Lenegdi Samid, person is supposed to remember Hashem all the time. And then he says, it brings to Yira. How does it bring to Yira? Says, it's very different the way a person acts and does whatever he does when he's by himself in his house. The same way you act when you're in front of a king. Surely, when a person has in mind, right? The Melech Gadol, right? Then, wow, miyad, right away, yagiyei lov ha-yiro v'achnoa b'pachad Hashem Yisbarach u'boishtei mimenu tamid. That brings the person to Yiras Shemayim. So when we say melech ha-olam, that we're atosh, we're standing in front of Hashem, but he's melech ha-olam. He's the melech gadol v'nayra, right? That brings a person to Yiras Hashem. So perhaps these three ideas are in the bracha. When we say mea bracha, is that brings a person, atisal marshal makach shalom imach kim lir, brings a person to yira ava and to remember Hashem all the time. And the truth is, if you think about it, we've spoken in the past that when it comes to ben adam lamakim, there's three core yesaidis, we called it. There's three yesaidis, foundations to ben adam lamakim. Emuna, yira, and ava. That's the, we spoke about this, right? I think when we spoke about it by, highlight these three ideas. There's emuna in Hashem, belief in Hashem's existence, awareness of Hashem. That's Zachrei Tamid. Hashem, there's Hashem. He's in a part of our lives. That's emuna in Hashem. That's the most basic part of everything in Avin Adam L'makam. And then there's Yiranava is Yiranava. So these are the three things. But I'd like to maybe take it one step further and understanding these three things just to bring it a little bit deeper. And that is like this. The pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya, which is the beginning of the, actually, Chazay, the Pavter of Chazayin. So we say that the pasuk says in pasuk Gimel, in pasuk Dalet, three things about Kal Yisrael, not good things. Ozvo Yes Hashem, Kal Yisrael were oizev, they like went away from Hashem. Niatsu as Kadosh Yisrael, they were like, made Kadosh Yisrael Hashem like angry. Nazayru Achar, they turned their back away. Three things. Again, Azva Yas Hashem, Niatsu as Kadosh Yisrael, Nazayru Achar. What are these three things? Comes along the Vilna Gaon over there in Yishai, he says an amazing thing. He says, these three things are the opposite. Hu hip hepach mashinemar la'ava, the Pasuk says, now this, the Pasuk doesn't actually say the Lashon that he says, it's interesting, but I'll tell you the way he says the Pasuk. It's Pasuk at the end of Akev. La'ava Hashem, uli yiro oisai, uli dov koboi. I believe if you look at the Pasuk, it says la'ava Hashem, lelechis b'chol derochav, uli dov koboi. But he says it's yiro. So there's three things, says the Gaon. La'ava Hashem, uli yiro oisai, tev yiro Hashem, uli dov koboi, and to be dovik in Hashem. Says the Vilna Gaon, the first thing, there's an order here. Aziva hepech hadvika. Azva Hashem, as we left Hashem, that's the opposite of dveikus. The opposite of dveikus is leaving Hashem, right? Okay. V'niyetz is hepech hayira, and to make Hashem angry, that's the opposite of yira. He doesn't explain. What could be the pshat is based on the Malbim over there. The Malbim says, what's the difference? Nietz means to make angry, but there's another way to talk, make someone angry. Machis. To machis, to make someone angry. Machis. What's the difference? He says, Nietz, says the Malbim, is moira when a person is mekel chashivas ezer dovrum of azeh. When you make something, you belittle something, and then makes the person angry. That's Nietz. Nietz is when you belittle something, right? So it's beautiful. I mean, it's not beautiful, but what the pasuk is saying, v'nietz is hepech ha'yira. Yira is to understand that we're in front of the Melech Malchem Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yira is Hashem. Not to have the respect, not to have yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's nietz. That's the person is being mekel in the chashivas of kaviyachol of what's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's not having yira is it causes a nietz. Chas v'shalom, Chuan al Tzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nietz is hepech ha'yira. What?
Nietz.
Nozar is hepech ava. Nozar is nozar is to turn away. That's the opposite of ava. That's what he says. And he calls it this. These are three dargan b'yira. He calls it three dargan is dveikus, yira, and ava. Dveikus, yira, and ava. It could be these three things. Dveikus, yira, and ava really are these three concepts that we're talking about over here. And that is like this: the idea of zochri tamid of the most basic level of having Hashem in our minds is dveikus. I think we once spoke about Pinchas Ezra and the Baal Shem Tov, maybe this concept, this idea that when having Hashem in our minds, like the Rambam says, a person is where their mind is. If a person in his mind has Hashem in his mind, Shviz Hashem L'Negdi Samed, that is Dveikas B'Hashem. Dveikas B'Hashem is, you are where your mind is. If Hashem is in our minds, then we're Dovik to Hashem, right? So he explained why we have such a hard time being Mechavan by Shemen Esrei. Because he says, because Shemen Esrei, talking to Hashem, is Dveikas. But if we're not Dovik, then how can we be Dovik? It's impossible. It's impossible. Dveikas is a mitzias. So having Hashem in our minds is Dveikas. If our Hashem is in our minds right now, if you have Hashem in your mind, then you're Dovik Hashem. We are where our minds are. So that's the first thing is Dveikas. And they were Ozves Hashem. They didn't have Hashem in their minds. Oh, if they didn't have Hashem in their minds, they didn't have Zachri Tamid. Then it didn't come to Yira. And then once it didn't come to Yira, it didn't come to Ava. Right? Yira brings Ava, the Sfarim say. There's a mahalach. There's Zachri Tamid. That's the Ozves Hashem. And therefore Niyatzai, and therefore Nizarachra. They didn't come to the highest level of Ava. But these three things, so when a person makes Meir Brachas, and he has in mind these three things, what the Meir Brachas are supposed to have in mind, Alvai, we should do this, but this is something to think about, that these three ideas, Ata Hashem is bring Hashem in our lives, remembering Hashem, L'zochrei Tamid, to think about Hashem, and Elikeinu, to think about the love that Hashem has with us, and Melech Olam is the Yiras Shemayim, and it's a beautiful thing. There's a Balat Turim, in Parshas Veschana, the famous pasuk, the pasuk says, "Ve'atem advekim, b'Hashem alekeichem chayim kol chamayim." Listen to this Baal HaTurim, unbelievable. Says the Baal HaTurim, "Ve'atem advekim," says the Baal HaTurim, "tagin al hakuf." This special tagin on the kuf of dvekim. What does that do? Remez lemeya brachos shetzarach levarach b'chol yom. It's a remez to the meya brachos that someone's supposed to say every day. Why is because kuf, right? Kuf is gematria 100. So there's a tagging on the kuf to be meramas that a person is supposed to make 100 brachas. What does that have to do with this pasuk? The kuf of dveikim, because making brachas brings us to zochrei tamid, says the Rambam, and that is dveikus. That is dveikus. Dveikus b'Hashem is, if Hashem is in our minds, then we're dovek b'Hashem, then that's dveikus b'Hashem. We are where our minds are. So if the more Hashem is in our minds, the more dovek to Hashem we are. That's the more of the time that we're davek b'Hashem. So, Me'a Brachas brings us to Dveikas b'Hashem. Like this. We'll just end off with like this. There's a fascinating Matamoshe. Matamoshe says the following. This is in Chelek Rishon in Siman Kuf Yod. He brings down the Yisoid HaDvarim is really a Truvas HaRashba, but he quotes. But listen to this. Fascinating. I'll read to his words. You have to know something. We should think about something here. Al milas boruch. We have to analyze the word boruch. Because if you take the word baruch, how do you spell baruch? Beis, four letters. Beis, resh, rav, chof. Ki yishapich bo'isi yosef. If you scramble the letters of baruch, you'll get v'yetzel chom in inyan gimel tevois. We'll come up with, it's like scramble, right? We'll come up with three new words you come up with those four letters. V'chol echad roimezes le'inyon, and each one of these new words that are scrambled letters of Baruch are roimez on something. And this is a Rashba, by the way. I saw the Rashba side speaks this out. What are the three words? V'heim, roichiv, reish vav chaf beis. Roichiv is like to ride, to guide, right? B'chor, right? First part, b'chor. Kuruv. Kruv.
What's kruv?
The kruvim.
Oh.
On top of the arm. Roichev, Bechor, Kruv. The Rashba says this. Comes along to Matemoish and says, what are these things Ramus on? So he says like this. One is Bechor. Bechor, Ramus, Sheesh Lemem Shalom Gdrula Alakal. Bechor, the word Bechor is Ramus, the word Baruch, which has in it Bechor, is Ramus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He rules the world. He has Ramez Gedul Alakal. Shekein Yer Lashon Bukhar, like Bukhar is it, right? It's not just the firstborn, but it's Lashon of Gedula. B'ni Bukhari Yisrael.
Hashem.
What? Bukhar Etnei. Oh, does he bring that pasuk? Oh, Mamish Mechavim. Bukhar Etnei. Beautiful. Kuf. Nun Tes. Nun Tes.
Tell him.
Tell him that. Beautiful. He brings that pasuk there. Wow. So, Bukhar Etnei. So Bukhar is the lashon of Bukhar, Gedula, Mamshala. Then you have, he says.
That's the end of that
pasuk. Which pasuk? That's beautiful. That's Mamsh what he's saying. He doesn't bring the end of the pasuk. Oh, very nice. Okay. Then is Roichiv. Roichiv is a remez that Hashem is Mashkiach u'matzel, that He's like Mashkiach and saving us and looking over us. Like the pasuk says in Vaday Sabracha, Roichiv Shemayim Bezracha. Hashem is Roichiv Shemayim. He's riding and guiding in heaven, looking after us in Shemayim. He's up there. He's riding the heavens. He's all over. He's checking. The whole world is under his watch. He's running the world. He's running the show. Right. That's Roichiv. And the last is Kruv. What's Kruv? Remez Shehu Yizborach Yoishiv HaKruvim. That Hashem is Yoshev HaKruvim, that His Shechina is Yoshev HaKruvim. What's that a remez? Ki Hashkochas Hashem Yizborach, the Hashkoch of Hashem, Dovku B'Yisrael, is Dovik B'Yisrael, U'Shechinosoi Tigale V'Seiroe, and Hashem's Shechina is with us. Al Derech HaMoifes, B'Mokem HaKruvim B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kruv is the idea that Hashem, right? Roichiv is that Hashem is up there, watching over the world. He's running the world from up there. Kruv is the opposite. Kruv is that Hashem is with Klal Yisrael down here. That is Hashkochas Hashem Yisbarach Dovka B'Yisrael. It's Dovik. Shchinosoi Tegala V'Yisrael Derech HaMoifes. Like the pasuk says in Melachim, Hashem Elikei Yisrael Yoishev HaKruvim. He says, beautiful. Elikei Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon says Elikei Yisrael is the idea of Elikeinu. Elikei Yisrael is that Hashem has that Hashkocha Pratis. That's Yoishev HaKruvim. Yoishev HaKruvim is the idea that Yoishev HaKruvim is the idea of Elikei Yisrael. Is the idea that Hashem's Shechina is with us. What does it mean that we have Shechina B'Yisrael? That means that Hashem's, it's the idea of Hashkocha Pratis. It's the idea that Hashem is with us, watching over us, right here with us. This is what he says. So just we could have a Messiah, and perhaps we could suggest that these three ideas of Baruch, that the Matan Moshe is saying, Baruch, that is Kruv, Roichiv, Bachar, perhaps correspond to these three ideas. And the bracha of Atah Hashem, Elkeinu, Melech Olam. Bechor, the Atah Hashem, Yu Hashem. We're aware, Metzias of Hashem, Hashem's Hashem. That's Bechor, the Hashem, the Motzei Rishon. What's that? What's the Gedula of a Bechor? The Gedula of a Bechor is that he's the first, right? Hashem, right? You say this, is that there's a Motzei Rishon. Hashem, the Hashem is, what makes Hashem Hashem is Motzei Rishon, right? Everything is from Hashem. Hashem is the, is the Boirei Ha'ilam, right? He's the Matzah Rishon. That's Bechor. Hashem has the Gedula. He's the Bechor, so to say, of Yachol. Hashem is Bechor. So that is awareness of Hashem. Bechor. We say Bechor. So Baruch is one of the aspects of Baruch is the idea of, like we say, Ata Hashem, the awareness of Hashem. Hashem is Bechor. Elekeinu, which is the idea like we said, is the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that is Elekeinu, Hashkocha Pratis, that is Shechina is with us, that's Kruv, right? That's Kruv, that's Yoshev HaKruvim, Elekei Yisrael Yoshev HaKruvim, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kruv, is the Shechina is with us, he has a Pratistika, Chibadika, like relationship with us. And perhaps the last one is Roichev. Roichev is Melech HaElam. See, Melech HaElam is, like the Vilna Gaon says, is that Elekeinu is Elekeinu. Hashem is Mashkiach Aleinu Bashkach HaBradis. Melech HaElam is the whole world. Hashem is the Melech HaElam, is the Melech over the whole world. That's Hashkach HaKlalis. That he's being Mashkiach over the world. He's in Shemayim. He's running the whole world, but he's in Shemayim. He's overseeing everything. Roichev B'Shemayim B'Zarecha. He's Roichev. That's Roichev. That's Melech HaElam. That is Melech HaElam. So the three ideas, Ata Hashem, Elekeinu Melech HaElam, which are meant to bring us to the idea of Me'er Brachas, is to bring a person to Yira, to Zachar Talmud, Yira Nava. That's Ata Hashem, Elekeinu Melech HaElam.